living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
If you haven't heard about oxytocin, I do think you're going to hear a little bit more about it over the next couple of years. It might actually help your love life. Many over time have argued that monogamy is just unnatural. But modern science is actually painting a very different story. In fact, it seems that we may be hardwired for monogamous relationships. After all, oxytocin, which I think some people call the love hormone, may have something to do with that. So I'm going to talk a little bit about oxytocin and how it may help your relationships. And I'm very excited because this comes from an article that a friend of mine, Malin Rodriguez, she's a nurse that works for Life Extension, wrote. She does a lot of the blogs. She does a lot of their content on social media. She's real awesome. She's a good friend of mine. And this is a wonderful kind of review of some of the science out there on oxytocin and what it can do for your love life. And since Valentine's Day is not that far off, I guess, what, a month or so, I thought I'd like to talk about monogamy and oxytocin's potential role in it. And this is the science part of it. This isn't the fluffy stuff and the feel-good stuff. This is the science behind it. So first, let's start off by talking about what is oxytocin. And this comes from the journal Nature in 2008. We were able to show that oxytocin is a hormone produced by the brain. It has various functions in the human body, playing a role in labor, breastfeeding, pair bonding, and sexual arousal. It even plays a role in relationships, potentially helping to form the monogamous ones. So maybe when people tell you that it's too hard to have monogamous relationships and it's unnatural, maybe they're just a little low on oxytocin. I don't know. What do you think? So let's look at some of the examples here. These were from animal models. Believe it or not, there's a lot of animals out there, like prairie dogs, for instance, that even certain birds that find a mate and they stay with that mate for their entire lives. So, and they looked specifically in this one study in Nature, they looked at prairie dogs and noticed that they secrete oxytocin when they meet and mate. And it really seems that this hormone becomes necessary for pair bonding. And the scientist in this study, in this report in Nature, felt that it was the oxytocin that probably kept them together for life. Now, I do want to mention something. In a follow-up to this study, there was another researcher who was also looking at prairie dogs, who did find out, I guess he was just watching them, I guess. I don't know how he was actually doing it, but found out they do cheat a little bit. He didn't report whether it was the males or the female prairie dogs, but prairie dogs apparently do cheat. So you know what? They sound like great human models to me. So they're hardwired through the oxytocin to stay with that mate, but there may be some cheating in there. So they're really not that much different from us. And it really may be the oxytocin. So that's what it is. It's a hormone that comes from the brain. It's involved in that pair formation. It's the hormone, for instance, that's also involved in the mother infant relationship, when the infant first starts to suckle. So we know that this hormone in the brain is really important for us to bond and form those relationships. So oxytocin, now here's so let's look at some of these other studies in humans now. There's oxytocin, according to the Journal of Neuroscience in 2012, keeps men from straying and helps with cooler arguments, or it helps to take heated arguments and cool them down a little bit. So this was a neat research experiment. Scientists gave a group of men a placebo, or a nasal oxytocin spray. Then each of them was encountered by an attractive woman. Okay? The scientists then measured the space between the man and the woman. They found that the men who were given oxytocin and were in stable, monogamous relationships stood farther away from the attractive women. In contrast, men in the placebo group stood closer, indicating interest, even if they were in a relationship. So oxytocin isn't just really the love hormone. It sounds more like it's the relationship hormone. It's the hormone that helps to form that bond with one other person. In a different study, scientists found that oxytocin also took the heat out of an argument. One group of couples was given intranasal oxytocin while the other group received a placebo. They were told to choose a heated topic and discuss it. And levels of a stress hormone called cortisol, and if you listen to my show, you know cortisol is the stress hormone, were measured. They found that after the argument, both the men and women given oxytocin had lower levels of cortisol. During the discussions, oxytocin was shown to increase the positive communication in the couples as compared to the negative behavior during the arguments. So oxytocin is keeping us bonded together, and it's helping us to work through more of those issues because we are bonded together with that person. That's at least the conclusion in some of these studies. And that was from the Journal of Neuroscience in 2012. So it sounds like we need more oxytocin in this world today. At least maybe some people in Hollywood, when you see all of the relationships coming and going, some of the records of being married for what, you know, a day or something or 12 hours. We don't have to get into the celebrities. I don't really follow that stuff. But it sure seems like we could use some more oxytocin. In my own personal beliefs, I do believe we were created to be in relationships with people. We are created to be in fellowship. And I do believe that oxytocin is how that purpose is formed for us. So it keeps us together, and it may even help us to communicate better as well. So I guess maybe the question is, how can you get more oxytocin? Well, obviously in some of these studies they used, intranasal nose sprays was, I think, the main way they did this. Those are available. You can get a prescription of intranasal oxytocin, but there's not a lot of great data on it and how beneficial it is, how safe it is. It is available. That the FDA has approved it. They looked at the benefit risk ratio in these studies, and they said the benefit greatly outweighs the risk. And I do agree with that. But it would be nice to have a few more studies before we start prescribing oxytocin to couples who are trying to stay together, or maybe for a man or woman who just can't stay in a relationship. Now, I do want to say something, though. You know, that counseling is also good, too. I don't want to say oxytocin is the answer to all your relationship problems, but it looks like it could maybe help or at least play a role. Here are some other things, according to some studies, that help with increasing oxytocin naturally. You don't need a prescription for these. Giving hugs. Yeah, apparently when we hug people, that releases oxytocin. I don't know. Maybe it has to be someone you know, someone you really trust, someone you have a relationship with, but giving hugs seems to work. Giving gifts. Yeah, studies show that giving yourself to somebody seems to release oxytocin, and you make that bond with that person. Holding hands. Holding hands has been shown to increase oxytocin, which is going to help you to form that bond. And even while you're holding hands, if you're in a debate, maybe people who are arguing should hold hands. Maybe they'll debate better because they won't be yelling at each other. I don't know. Just a thought there. So it looks like giving hugs, giving kisses. That's another one. Giving gifts. As I said, holding hands, all of these seem to be able to release oxytocin. This has led most researchers to believe that it's basically physical touch. That's the key thing here. The infant to the mother who's suckling, the couple that's together, the holding of hands, the hugging. It seems to be that physical touch that stimulates the oxytocin for better relationships and better communication. Bottom line, we're not quite sure if a spray will work, but there are some natural things you can do to help in your relationship and help you to produce that oxytocin. I thought that was pretty cool. I want to thank Malin for writing that article. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.